Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From inside the Kia Studios, at Top Midtown Atlanta, Willie P, John Fricke here with you on a Sunday, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can join the show 404-741-0929. That's how you get in touch with us, not only on the phones, but on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, on Twitter, at Willie P Style, at John Fricke, and at 929 The Game. It's hard to believe, John, that as we sit here in gloomy, rainy Atlanta, with it being in the upper 40s to low 50s, that we'll be playing baseball a week from today. Granted, it is spring training baseball. I don't want to say that you've painted yourself in a corner, but I think you said this to me earlier in the show or before the show, and you said, you know, you want the Braves to have a big year, but it sounded like it came with a sense of vengeance in your throat, because I think that there are a lot of people who've kind of poked holes in the Braves' chances for 2020, and I think that there's some merit to that, but I think there's also some merit for optimism as well. I'm not trying to straddle the line, but you seem to think
you're straddling the line.
There's I think I'm more an inch right of center on that, and I'm closer to the pessimistic side, but I still think that there is promise and optimism as far as to what they could look at this year, as far as that goes. You're more on the optimistic side, though.
They're winning the East.
All right.
The question is, are they winning the World Series? And to me, that's such a crapshoot. That's the thing.
Right.
Especially if we're going to go to we get to pick our opponent for a three-game home playoff wild card.
That's not happening this year, thank God.
Oh, man. I think the Braves are the best team in the East. Matter of fact, I think they're the second-best team in the National League.
To L.A.?
Yes.
Okay.
On paper. And they don't have to cheat to get there. And
true.
So, no, this is a very good team. And it's frustrating to me. To see, I understand the Braves fans. Look, you want to say that Brian Snicker mismanaged the rotation in the playoffs last year?
He did.
Okay, I get that. I think that's a legitimate complaint. You want to say that Brian Snicker has something to prove to me as a playoff manager? Fine, that's a legitimate complaint or a legitimate concern, mm-hmm. rather. But to say that this team is, well, they're not going to win. Wait, they won 97 games last year, and the only reason they won 97 is that they went soft in the last 10 days of the season. Otherwise, this would have been a 100-win team,
mm-hmm.
and they're not demonstrably worse. As if anything, they're going to be better. Let's start with the fact that they have a bullpen now that mm-hmm. they didn't even have till the 1st of August last year.
Correct.
And a bullpen now that didn't include Darren O'Day or Will Smith that it does now.
I think they're built very well for the grueling nature of a 162-game season. I just don't know if they're built to win in the postseason. That's my biggest question.
Well, I guess we don't know till we get there.
Correct.
You know, and yeah. if Chris Martin doesn't get hurt and we don't have to bring 77 in, do we win that game and beat the Cardinals? We had the Nats number. Well, the Nats were hot. Yeah, but we also had their number all year.
We had their number all year, yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know. We can't know any of this stuff because it's not the way it worked out. So it's a fair complaint to say that Brian Snicker's got to evolve, so to speak, as a manager, not make the same mistake. You would hope he would have learned from that.
I think the
And you can't know, by the way, you can't know injuries and you can't know stuff.
Yes,
but
yes.
Basically, to say that, well, we're not better offensively because we lost Josh Donaldson. Look, we hit 249 home runs last year. Braves will hit more than that this year. They stay mm-hmm. healthy, they'll hit over 250.
Nick Green said something earlier this week where he said, would you rather have had Donaldson and whatever the combination is in left field between Duvall and Markakis? Or would you rather have Ozuna and the combination of Riley and Camargo? I understand folks who are wary about the Donaldson thing not working out, and I was one of them. I was very much in that camp. But my question is, and I think a lot of Braves fans' question is why does that have to be the choice? Why can't it be Ozuna and Bryant or an Arenado, or even if it was Donaldson back before he had made that signing happen? Like why does that have to be the choice is the question on a lot of Braves fans' minds.
All right, that's fair. And I would say that if the choice was, going back to your original premise, a platoon of Duvall and Markakis in left with Donaldson at third versus a platoon at third base with Ozuna in left, I would say that that's a coin flip.
Right.
Where it's not a coin flip is, if Austin Riley becomes that guy, it's no longer a coin flip.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Riley has the ability to produce the numbers that Josh Donaldson did. Matter of fact, he has the ability to outproduce Josh Donaldson. Let's not forget, he did hit 18 home runs.
He did.
And, you know, so if he turns into that 35 to 40 home run guy,
mm-hmm.
this Braves lineup is going to be, oh, my God,
right.
scary. They're going to be the scariest lineup in the National League by far. Mm-hmm.
The one thing I think there's a lot of hope. I think it's hope is the word that I use. I wouldn't say it's supposition. It's more hope. I almost wonder if because you had the opportunity to stack the deck in your favor a little bit more with moves either in trades. I would have gone out and I would have wanted another starter, honestly, another starting pitcher. Not necessarily outside of Cole Hamels signing. I would have wanted maybe kick the tires on Bumgarner or maybe even Wheeler. I know you weren't going to be in that price range, but I do think that there's something to be said for the fact that you wonder what this rotation is going to look like because, and you and I think are of one mind in thinking this, that this rotation could look vastly different by the time we get to August, September.
It will.
Than when it will be in April.
What were the three guys you trotted out in the first series against Philadelphia Phillies last year?
It was very bad.
Johan, Julio Teheran.
Yeah.
Kyle Wright, Bryce Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And none of them pitched in the postseason.
What were your top three rotation by the middle of the year? Mike Soroka, Max Fried, Dallas Keuchel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. That's my point. I think you're going to see Mike Soroka is a pencil him in the full year.
Sure.
Okay. Cole Hamels gets healthy, you can pretty much pencil him in the full year.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, I'm not penciling in Max Fried yet.
Right.
I think Sean Newcomb has an opportunity here to become the number two starter on the team again. Let's mm-hmm. not forget that he was essentially your ace 2 years ago when you went to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
If Newcomb comes back, to me, Newcomb is the guy that this hinges on. If he could be a 15-game winner, which, by the way, he can be,
mm-hmm.
because Mike Foltynewicz is either going to be really good or he's going to be Mike Foltynewicz or he's going to be gone. And I don't know which of the three is true.
I can't take out of my consciousness, because I know that people are always going to think about what happened in the postseason. I understand that that's hard to shake. The thing I can't shake is the way he threw in August and September, where not only did he not lose a game, but the Braves won every game of his in the month of August and in the month of September, aside from the final game of the weekend of the regular season when, like you said, they kind of went soft and lost that series to the Mets. So he looked so much better during that stretch. Like, that was the faulty that got him the All-Star nod a couple years ago. That was that faulty. I think that if he can harness that, then you are looking at a much different scenario when it comes to what the Braves need at the deadline. Because if Folty can be that, and whether it's Fried or Newcomb working out as the number two starter along with Hamels and Soroka, you don't need a pitcher. But that's the biggest question. Is that my biggest thing is, can you win a short series? Because the way the pitching staff was mismanaged during the NLDS last year makes me feel very, very wary about whether or not the same thing could possibly happen again for them in this upcoming season.
It had better not.
I mean, it had better not. Yeah, I'm saying, as long as it isn't mismanaged, if you have better pitching going into that situation, you should be better off. But you have no idea.
Yeah, and you don't. But you would think the Brian Snicker would have learned.
I would hope.
That Rick Kranitz would have learned.
Did Kyle Shanahan learn? I'm just saying. Sometimes people are creatures of habit.
I know. You got to develop a top three.
Uh-huh.
And so everybody's focused in on who's going to be the fourth starter, who's going to be the fifth starter. You really need that top three.
Right.
And you need to get solidified in the top three. And you do that, then the rest of it kind of falls into place.
What do you think the scenario is for the glut of outfielders? Because you have Ender Inciarte.
Oh, big trade's coming.
You've got Duvall. You've got... Yeah. Obviously, the guys down in the minor leagues, Markakis. I mean, there's more spots available, or there's more people you have than there are spots available. And you think that there needs to be something done when it comes to that, if whether it's a minor trade that involves Markakis or.
Are you certain that Chris Bryant isn't going to be on this team? Because I think the Cubs are waiting. They want to see Austin Riley in spring training.
Right.
I think they're going to scout him hard.
Mm-hmm.
And if they look at Austin Riley playing third base again, not left field. How does he do defensively? Is he hitting the ball? If the Cubs are okay with the idea of Austin Riley being able to step in and start for them at third base, then an Ender Inciarte, Austin Riley, and a pitcher trade for Chris Bryant could still happen.
I'm not saying you're wrong. It's just right now it seems that the market has cooled when it comes to the Braves on Bryant. It seems like other teams have gone in on him. And again,
And he says, Abe says maybe Pache or something. But the point is, and that could be true. It could be Pache and Riley and Bryce Wilson or something, or Kyle Muller or whatever it is. But it's my point is that I'm not sure that this was why I get so frustrated with fans. Got so frustrated last week. Alex Anthopoulos, this is not zero sum. It's not like Alex Anthopoulos came out and said, well, that was our offseason for a team, by the way, that signed more free agents than anybody in Major League Baseball in the offseason. The Braves signed 11 more than anybody else.
The makeover when it comes to the bullpen is extraordinary. I think that thing can be a total strength for you in the postseason. That's the part of it that you have to kind of bank your head on and hope that it's fixed. The only problem is you are fortified in the one area in baseball that is most volatile, which is a bullpen. Bullpen can be lights out or it could be a gas can. And that's the unfortunate part of that game and an unfortunate part of spending assets on that particular entity.
On paper, it's pretty damn good.
Game's not won on paper, though, as we all know. Sports Radio 99 The Game. We'll bat this around a little bit more, maybe get into some college basketball and some Falcons as well. We'll hear from Jason Longstreet coming up next hour as well. Lot to get to as we continue on to Saturday. We'd love to hear from you as well at 404-741-0929. That's how you get in touch with us on the phones and the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Willie P. John Fricke, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and the radio.com app.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Download the radio.com app and take us with you wherever you go.
Just go. Catch up on the latest Atlanta sports, no matter where you are. If Atlanta sports matter to you,
get the radio.com app and never miss a thing.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Willie P., John Fricke here with you on a Sunday, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I found out something that you and I have in common during the break. You and I have both hit a half-court shot in a competitive environment. Granted, yours was in an actual game. Mine was just for money. So there you go.
Yeah, but you got cash. I got nothing.
Did I have more pressure or did you have more pressure?
Mine was off a loose ball
that
was picked up by a teammate who threw it up to me under the basket, and I was at midcourt and I just looked up at the clock and I just heaved it. I mean, it was just total luck.
It wasn't one of those things where, like, you see it at a game, like a sporting event. This was like at our CYO like charity outing or whatever. It was like one of those, like, you have a door prize type deal and like everybody kind of comes up and puts $5 in the can, and you get one shot for it, and you know, you can go as many times as you want, and basically whoever makes it first wins the pot. And so by the time we got, you know, a couple hundred dollars in there, you know, I finally decided to step up in there and just, you know, took two dribbles and did the old run and shoot, and I banked it in. I'll say I banked it in. I kind of cheated.
Counts.
It counts. It banked it in.
Did it go in?
It went in. Okay. It went in. It totally went in.
You know, I think that Tim Duncan made a living in a Hall of Fame career banking shots.
He did.
Why do people have a problem with banking shots?
There's some cheapness to it.
Where's there a square behind the basket?
Then? I know. There's some cheapness to it. I'm not saying.
Yeah, well, I know that Tim Duncan tried to bank them in. I'm aware of
it. I know. I didn't call glass, put it that way. That's what it is. I didn't call glass. Oh, okay. We've been talking Braves a lot, and I think you and I are of one mind on this, too. I don't think you are ever going to see, at least for a sustained amount of time, an outfield of Waters, Pache, and Acuna.
Oh, no, you were never. I don't think you'll ever see it. I mean, Waters and Pache are both center fielders.
Right.
I think
there are some people who think that that's going to be a utopian outfield for the Braves. I just don't think that's going to happen.
No, I think your corner outfield in left is always going to be a power position.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Ozuna or – they're talking about this kid down here in spring training now that they got from Dallas Baptist, a kid named Bryce Ball. You heard about this kid?
Mm-hmm.
6'6", 240, and they're saying if the DH comes that he could be kind of the DH. This kid is – I guess he's huge, and he is hitting – he's like suddenly Ryan Klesko-like, okay?
Right.
And so, no, the corner outfield position in left field at that ballpark is always got to be a 35 to 40 home run guy.
I think so.
Pache and Waters are not 35 to 40 home run guys.
Who do you think has, just because of the fact that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Neither do you.
Yeah.
I know what you were going to ask.
Yeah.
We have no idea until we see him.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Pache, you would believe, is going to get the first shot at.
Well, yeah, because he's ahead of Waters.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he's a better player.
Correct.
I mean, I trust that the Braves know what they're doing mm-hmm. with those two guys, and I think one of them is good. One of them will be dealt,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so this is why I go back to the Bryant trade not being a dead issue.
Right.
And by the way, even if they were to make a trade for Bryant, let's say they traded Drew Waters and Austin Riley and Kyle Wright, which would be a lot in my opinion, but let's say they did that. Okay?
I wouldn't be afraid of that.
Well, of course not, because you're going for it.
Yes.
For 2 years of Chris Bryant. I want you to sit here, as good as Chris Bryant is, and tell me on the air, I want you to guarantee me that at the end of the year, Chris Bryant has a higher batting average, more home runs, and more RBIs than Austin Riley. Because I'm not sure if he will.
Mm-hmm.
They may have fairly similar stats, and the Cubs might actually win that trade, but it's going to make you feel better right now.
Right.
Because, you know, Austin Riley, oh, no, he was so cold. Alex Anthopoulos made it pretty clear. He said, at every stage we've seen this with Austin, at single-A ball, he started off on fire, cooled off, and then found himself. At double-A ball, did the same thing. Mm-hmm. On fire, cooled off, found himself. When he went to Gwinnett, on fire, cooled off, and then on fire again. So he's on fire, cooled off, and they have a belief that he's about to, once he adjusts again, and he goes back to his natural position, because remember, mm-hmm. he was out there trying to learn a spot on the fly, literally on the fly, with fly balls in left field. So if you put it back at third base, if he starts the year at third base, I'm okay with it.
I have lived my sports watching life under the premise that success is about making the most defensible decisions. And inaction is very, very rarely rewarded. And conversely, I think that aggressiveness, unless it's just haphazard, if you're haphazardly aggressive, you get the New York Knicks. You get, you know, mm-hmm. you get bloated contracts and Clarence Weatherspoon making money hand over fist, things of that nature. And Eddie Curry, and you get all that stuff. So while you can't be haphazard with you trying to go for it, it's very rare that you're going to have a lot of people who bring sympathy to you for not going for it. So like you said, it's not that Chris Bryant is a better player than Austin Riley. It's a lot about the devil you know versus the one you don't. And I think you probably would have a lot more people ticked off if, say, you didn't go and get Austin, or if you didn't go and get Chris Bryant and Austin Riley somehow flounders, rather than going and getting Chris Bryant and him not working out here. I think you had more people mad about the inaction versus the action and it not working out.
Fine. I don't disagree with that train of thought. I mean, and that's fair. I get it. But at the same time, this Braves lineup is loaded. And just understand that if Austin Riley starts the season at third base and settles into that position, you might find yourself falling back in love with Austin Riley as you did when he was the hottest thing
sure.
since anything and when he first showed up with the Atlanta Braves. And so I'm saying to you that, again, this team, if that third base position, whether it's Austin Riley or Chris Bryant, it's not going to be Nolan Arenado.
No, I don't think so. And they won't. So, they were not going to spend that money in free agency. They were not going to spend
the Rockies,
it with that.
And the Rockies want a king's ransom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they want the Rockies. One of the reasons there hadn't been a trade here is the Rockies are like, okay, well, if you really want to go, then we're going to ask for
everything.
Everything. We want Pache, Riley. We want Max Fried.
We want Anderson.
I mean, you know,
the whole thing.
You're right. We want, you know.
We want to gut your farm system.
Yes, exactly. And so, and the Braves are like, no. And so. I look at this team and think they are going to be, if either Austin Riley or Chris Bryant is a 35 to 40 home run guy, look at this lineup. Look mm-hmm. at this lineup. In those four corner spots, you have 40 home run guys.
Mm-hmm.
In all of them,
mm-hmm.
you have four guys that can hit 40 in Ozuna and left at third, at first, and at right.
Right.
You have a guy that can hit 25 at shortstop, a guy that can hit 25 at second base, and a catching combo that can hit 25 to 30. My goodness.
The thing that they're hoping for with Ozuna is they want him to recapture what he was when he was hitting behind Giancarlo Stanton in Miami.
Of course.
His numbers that year were basically identical to what Josh Donaldson were last year hitting behind Freddie Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they want.
Yep.
My whole deal is, though, baseball is flooded with guys who are, I don't want to say flashes in the pan, but like flooded with guys who will have immediate success, and then once pitchers get a book on them, they don't know how to adjust. And you always have that little period, and that's what Austin Riley went through that year. The biggest question on the minds of Braves fans is, which is the real Austin Riley? Is it that 3 to 5 week period where you could argue he basically saved the bacon for the Braves, got them to a point where they were able to surge behind his offensive prowess? Is that the real Austin Riley, or is the Austin Riley we saw the last couple months of the season where he couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat? Is that the real Austin Riley? I hope it's somewhere in the middle, and I hope it's somewhere closer to that 3 to 5 week period where he was hot.
That's your answer.
I think that's where it is. You want to talk to Mel in Southwest Atlanta? Let's see what Mel.
I haven't talked to Mel in a while.
Let's see what Mel has to say. How are you, pal?
I know you haven't talked to me, but you know what?
What?
What's the purpose of going to spring training? You talk about Austin Riley. If he do well in spring training and win the job, it's his job.
Of course.
And I have a problem with baseball. Number one, it sucks. Number two, it's too many games. You know what? Then they talk about so many teams going to be playing some type of playoff. Don't you know baseball be, you know, if baseball goes through that type of decision, you know they be playing all the way to Christmas. All the way to Christmas. That's why I said too many games. It's awesome rider winning a job, let him play.
Appreciate
but,
it,
but,
Mel.
But Mel, oh, I was going to ask him a question.
I was.
Why does he care if baseball sucks? Why does he care how many games they play? He's not going to watch.
Right.
Nah, he didn't. Again, remember, everything sucks. We don't need to hear you say soccer sucks or basketball sucks.
Or baseball sucks.
Or the NBA sucks or NASCAR sucks. Okay, whatever. Yeah, I mean, they're not too many teams. I don't know. There's 30 major league teams. There's 32 NFL teams. And they're going to be 36 NFL teams,
right?
And, you know, All right. Meantime, back to the Braves here. Yes, the answer is yes. It's Austin Riley strikes me as being a professional major league third baseman who can hit you 30 to 40 home runs, depending on how good he is over the course of the year. And can you handle those? Can you handle kind of the Dow Jones? Let's not forget that
right.
One of the reasons the Braves flamed out in the playoffs was that Josh Donaldson. Suddenly went cold.
Right.
Everybody forgets that Josh Donaldson wasn't hitting again.
He didn't hit in the postseason.
Remember how long it took him to hit to begin with?
Right.
How long did we wait for him to hit? We were going, oh, my God, Josh Donaldson, I guess he must still be injured. And then he finally got hot.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a period of 2 months or 2.5 months where he was hot.
Yeah, brought the rain.
And then, right, and then toward the end of the year, he started to, okay.
Do you think the season's too long? I think it is.
Whether I think it is or not,
I know
it doesn't matter.
It's not gonna change.
It's not gonna change.
They would be better served. And again, they're not listening to me.
Of course not.
To cut it down to 154,
but they won't.
And they won't do that. I don't mind the extra round. It's the other stuff that, like, the picking the opponent thing. I don't like that.
Yeah, that's just too gimmicky for me.
That's too gimmicky. I wouldn't mind having the extra round though, but then you run into a situation where you have with the NBA where half the league gets in. I like that. That longevity and successful longevity over a season is rewarded, but I also don't know if it has to be as long as it is. So that's just that's my opinion. I know that they're not listening to me, though, because if they did, maybe they wouldn't be in the situation that they are now. But who knows?
Well, as they would say, okay, you want to go down to 154, then you give us $20 million for those last 8 games so we can pay our payroll.
I know. Right. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta sports doesn't stop for the weekend.
Heck yeah.
And neither do we.
Keeping you up to date all weekend long.
It's just great. On the weekends, that's all I listen to, really.
The home for Atlanta sports on the weekends. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Willie P, John Fricke here with you. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hope you're enjoying yourself. How much do you think the new 3-batter rule will impact the Braves and that revamped bullpen of theirs?
I'm not really crazy about this rule, but I understand what they're trying to do in terms of speed up the game and whatnot. I just have this sense that when you get into a critical game, I mean a truly critical game,
mm-hmm.
You know what's going to happen. They're going to go out there with a lefty versus a lefty. Okay, he's got to face three batters now because it's the top of the inning, and the lefty gets the lefty, and suddenly he looks down and he motions into the dugout. Oh, yeah, oh my finger. Oh, I can't pitch anymore. And they take him out of the game. Oh, he's got an injury. He's got to come out of the game. They'll abuse this rule. You know how it is.
Well, the thing about it is that I think you're going to see it. You're going to see pitching changes more abused when it comes to with guys at two outs, because if you finish the inning, the rule goes out the window.
Right.
So like you could still play the matchups with two outs. It's just
right. If
it doesn't work out, then you're forced to leave that guy in, especially if it's a guy who, say, is a left-handed specialist and can't get right-handers out. That's where you're vulnerable. But
if you believe that the Braves have the best bullpen in baseball, then this new rule benefits them greatly.
I'm wondering how it goes, like how Brian Snitker uses his bullpen, like where he slots guys in. He said that he's going to put Melanson still at the closer, despite signing Will Smith. So does that make Will Smith your eighth inning guy, and then Martin your seventh, or how does? I'm sure.
I think it's fluid.
Yeah,
I think we saw Shane Green signed as your closer. He didn't get the job done. They put Melanson in. You know, if he doesn't get the job done, maybe Will Smith does. I mean, it's a fluid thing amongst the. I don't know that Darren O'Day is going to be your closer,
right?
But you know, with O'Day and Martin, I'm pretty sure not going to be the closer. But between Smith, Green, and Melanson, you could have closer by committee.
True,
and you could also have closer by matchup. I mean, if you're facing a team that's got three left-handed guys coming up in the first four of the ninth inning, here comes Will Smith in to close the game.
It used to be that you couldn't do that. Like guys got real protective of the closer role. But I think in 2020, you have to show the ability that you want to break type. You want to at least go with, go with the hot hand, if you will, or just go with somebody who you think, like you said, benefits the matchups. Or if someone, say, has a better splits against a certain hitter versus another one, so to speak, I think that you have to – In this day and age of baseball, where everything is so analytically based, there's something to be said for embracing those.
Oh, I'm sure that's what they did, which is what the downfall of the Braves last year was, that they did the analytics of Mike Soroka starting a road game.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was more the analytics of him starting a road game. I think they were trying to get away with him only having to pitch once. I really think it had to do with the innings limit, which, again, I
think it's both.
I
think they fell in love with the idea that he was so great on the road that, if they could split at home and they could go steal game three on the road, they'd be in perfect position to because you limit his innings by not having him have to pitch twice in the series.
Yes.
So I think it was both. We can go up 2-1 if he wins the St. Louis in game three, and of course, all of it just went to hell. So.
Yeah. Here's the thing I don't like about the way last year ended is that so much of the year became about that series. And that's what happens when you fall short of your expected goal. And it makes people forget about, what it took to get to that point. Because like you said, they still won 97 games. There was still a team that won a heck of a lot of games in the regular season and proved its worth over the long period of time. And I know you said that they're the best team in the East. I'm wondering, did they maintain while the others got better, or how much closer do you think the pack got to them when it came to the NL East, when it comes to the Phillies, Mets, and to a lesser degree the Nationals and Marlins? Because of course the Nationals were the champions last year, but I think a lot of that, I don't want to say it was fluky, but it was done because it was a team got hot at the right time.
They got hot at the right time, no question, and it's still a very good baseball team.
Right.
I mean, they're gonna miss Rendon a lot.
They are.
But
they can still shove it. They can still pitch it.
I understand. A lot of it, to me, the biggest unknown in the division this year is how did the Phillies respond to Joe Girardi as opposed to Gabe Kapler? Was it really Gabe Kapler who was at fault for all this? Because he got all the blame,
right?
I mean, he took all the blame here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, he couldn't have foreseen Odubel Herrera's off-field issues and the suspension. He could not have foreseen the injury to Andrew McCutchen.
Mm-hmm.
I get that, or that Aaron Nola really missed Rick Kranitz, I think more than people realize, and now Rick Kranitz is here with the Atlanta Braves. So, how much does Joe Girardi change the dynamic in Philadelphia? That, to me, is the big unknown. And if he changes the dynamic in Philadelphia, the Phillies are going to be a handful because they've got a lot of talent.
They do.
And I mean, that's the team that, as a Braves fan, that I am most concerned about is Philadelphia Phillies, by far.
Yes.
Much more so than the Nationals. And I just don't know this love affair with the Mets. I mean, I know you
people
got
people love their pitcher.
Yeah, I know you.
That's all it is.
Well, you've got you know two great starters, and you've got the rookie of the year hitter. I get that. I mean, between Syndergaard and between Alonso and DeGrom, you've got three or four great players on the. But that's what they've got: three or four great players, and not a whole lot else.
I don't know how they're going to hit outside of Alonso and McNeil.
Right.
To be honest, I look at the rest of their lineup, and I'm not very impressed. You got over the hill Robinson Cano. You have, you know, whatever's left of Yoenis Cespedes, if he even comes back. And Conforto is a guy who is progressing, but I don't think it's a guy that makes you that you fear.
Right.
And some of the other spots, again, it's a lot of emptiness. So, you know, the people love their pitchers.
Let me ask you a morning menu question for those of you who listen to the morning show. Live at 5 now with John and Hugh. Abe, the producer, said this week on a morning menu, more realistic when, and it's so weird. Let me step back here. Last week on the weekends, talking with Chuckery, and I said, John, nothing is zero sum. Ronald Acuna is only going to get better. What if he goes 50-50? And John looked at me like I was from Mars. Mm-hmm. And so what happens during the week? Ozzy comes out and says, Ronald Acuna walked in and said, I'm going 50-50. Now, the odds of that are slim, but boy, if he did, it'd be, man, what is more likely? 50 home runs? Or 50 stolen bases.
See, I was listening when you guys said this earlier in the week. I honestly think 50 stolen bases more for some reason. I know you said 50 home runs. I think 50 stolen bases because I think you can control that aspect of it more, I think. Because I think he's probably going to become a lot more selective with his stolen bases. And I think he got caught in some predictive opportunities last year. I think his success rate's going to go up this year when it comes to that. And I also think it's incredibly difficult to hit 50 home runs, given especially where you are in baseball and what I think people are going to start doing to him when it comes to pitching around him. And I also wonder, too, you know, Ozzie Albies can be the beneficiary of that. Freddie Freeman can be the beneficiary of that. I just feel like he makes a more pitch-around type candidate this year than maybe in years past. That's my opinion.
He is the most dangerous leadoff hitter.
He is. Absolutely.
Since Ricky Henderson.
Absolutely. I think he's very dangerous. I think the stolen bases will be easier for him to do. I know you probably don't agree. It's okay, though.
Yeah, Springer's pretty good, but I think Acuna's better than Springer.
I agree that Acuna's better than Springer. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Willie P. in the building. We'll do some Falcons next hour. I think that you and I have some different opinions about the tough decisions that the Falcons have to make coming up this next hour. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.